This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Continue now with the tafsir of Surah Al-Kawthar. Thus far, we have been discussing the first verse, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Verily, we have granted you kawthar. And we explained that kawthar literally means abundant good. And we explained quite a bit about the river of kawthar and the pond of kawthar. Now, today, we move on to the next of the three verses. That's verse number two. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. So perform salah for your Rabb and sacrifice. So perform salah for your Rabb and sacrifice. Sacrifice here means qurbani, the slaughtering of an animal. Not necessarily at the time of qurbani, but the slaughtering of an animal for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the scholars of tafsir have written that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the first sentence is highlighting to what extent he has blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with an abundance of goodness. Now, addressing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly, Allah says, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Do two things. Perform salam for your sustainer, meaning for Allah, and sacrifice for Allah. Sacrifice for Allah as well. So, gratitude over such a great and excellent bounty has to be just so great. Allah has granted you the river of Kawthar, the pond of Kawthar. Your gratitude needs to be just so great. So, two things are being suggested here to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salah. Salah is the greatest of all physical and spiritual acts of worship. And sacrifice, qurbani, is the most distinguished of all monetary acts of worship. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being told, perform salah, which is the greatest form of physical and spiritual worship. And qurbani, meaning sacrifice of an animal for the pleasure of Allah, this is the greatest form of monetary worship. Especially since the original sacrifice was for a person to sacrifice his own life. And we know the famous story of Ismail alayhi salam, where the animal was brought in place of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam having to give his own life. So these two things are great forms of ibadah. So after highlighting that Allah has granted so much to Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, including the river of Kawthar, Allah says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam that your gratitude should be now that performs salah and sacrifice, the slaughtering of animals. And do it for the pleasure of Allah. لِرَبِّكَ. Like the Quran itself mentions, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, my salah and my sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah alone, who is the sustainer of the worlds. لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. He has no partners. فَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتَ. To this I have been commanded, wa ana awwalul muslimin. I am foremost to surrender. The concluding verses of Suratul An'am. So the lesson for us to learn from here is that whenever we think of the many, many bounties that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted us, it should motivate us then to exert ourselves even further and to apply ourselves to an even greater extent when it comes to the ibadah and worship of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.